Okay, we're almost finished with Perek Yutes. We'll just type Perek Chof. Last thing the Alter Rebbe explained in the Perek Yutes was that the neshama of a Jew is likened to a candle, because Osek, a candle by nature, wants to leave the wick, even though through that it's going to be non-existent. The same thing, every Jew wants to be connected to Hashem completely, even though through this he'll become completely bottled. But by many Jews, this level of chachma of the nefesh, as he calls it, is hidden. And when it comes, push comes to shove of mesidas nefesh, so then it wakes up. And then the person has mesidas nefesh not to do anything wrong. So he says in Parakhov, thank you, in Parakhov, on page 50 in the Hebrew, I don't know what it, I mean in the Hebrew English ones. Perekhov is a very basic perek. It's a very interesting perek. He says in Nemedazes Lakel, this is known to everybody, Ki mitzvah svazora saved zora, that the mitzvah and the warning against idol worshipping, Shem Shnei Dibris Arishenim, which are the first two of the Aseres HaDibris, Anechi Hashem Alekechem V'lo Yilacha, Hem Klolos Kol HaTeira Kula, are the essence and the basis of the whole Teira. We know, as the Gemara says, that Teira Tziva Lanu Meisha, Merasha Kehilas Yaakov. Well, it's the Pasuk in Chumash. But the Gemara says that Teira equals 611. The word Teira equals 611 numerically. So Teira, 611 mitzvahs, Tziva Lanu Meisha. Meisha Rabbeinu commanded us. What happened to the other two, Anechi and Layilacha? The Gemara says we heard it directly from Hashem. Hashem himself said, Anechi Hashem Alekech Ani Yelecha. Why? Because they're the basis of the Torah. Ki Dibur Anechi, because the first one, Anechi Hashem Alekech, which is a positive mitzvah, Kailo Kol Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, include within it, and is the basis of all positive mitzvahs. V'lo Yelecha, and the negative commandment, not to have any foreign gods, Kailo Kol Shasab Mitzvah Leisaseh, includes within it, and is the source of all 365 negative mitzvahs. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, L'chein shamayinu aneichi v'lo yilochem levad mipi ha'gvura. Therefore, the first two, I am Hashem your God, and you shouldn't have any other gods. We heard directly from Hashem. K'mayim merazel, like the Chazal tell us, why m'pnei Hashem klolos ha'teiru kula, because that's the basis of the whole Teira. So now the Rebbe is going to explain the basis of the entire Teira is the concept of Avodah Zarah. Number one, that I am Hashem, you're Hashem, and that you're not allowed to have any foreign gods. So the Alter Rebbe starts elaborating, and he says, Ulevayet heitiv inyan zeh, to explain properly this concept of why we heard the first two directly from Hashem, Tzarech lahaskir t'chila b'ktsara, we first have to mention, briefly at least, inyan mahus achdusei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unity of Hashem, Shenikra Yachid Umayuchad, that he's called singular and unique. V'chom aminim shahu, and everybody believes Shulavadehu, that he's alone. K'mei shahaya kedim shenivra ha'ela mamish, just like he was there before the world was created, that he was himself the same way he is after the world. This demands a lot of explanation. There is in Hebrew Echad, and there is Yachid. The difference between Echad and Yachid in Lashon Kodesh is when you say one, it means that there's one, two, three, four. And the classic example is from the beginning of Chumash, Vayyere Vayyibayka Yem Echad. There was the first day, but there was the second, third, fourth day. When you say it's one, there's automatically allowing two, three, four. That's Echad. Yachid, on the other hand, means singular and only. Yachid means it's the only one. The only one means there is no one, two, three, four. Hashem is Yachid. Hashem is the only existence. Parenthetically, in Chassidus, it asks the famous question, so if Hashem is Yachid, and Yachid is higher than Echad, why do we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? Why don't we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Yachid? Because Yachid, it means God is the only one. Echad means God is one, But you imply that you can have 2, 3, 4. So why do we say in Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, why do we say Hashem Yachid? And Chassidus answers that even though Yachid is the higher level, Yachid brings out the real greatness of Hashem, that He's the only thing, the only existence is Hashem, but there's still an advantage of Echad over Yachid. What does this mean? So to give an example, if there's one store in the neighborhood, and the store is doing well, it doesn't really show that the store is a good store. There's partially no choice. When does the store show that it's a good store? When competition comes up, and it's still the best store. That brings out a greater greatness of the store than if the store would be the only store in the neighborhood. Why? Because if there's no competition, you don't know how the store will be if there is competition. You just know the store is a good store. Of course it is the only store. That doesn't tell you the store is good. When do you know the store is good? When there's competition and the store is still number one. Hashem Yachid means the only existence in the world is Hashem. How would Hashem be if He has competition? We wouldn't know. Would the world be bottle or the world wouldn't be bottle? Echad, which according to Allah, when you say Hashem Echad, the Aleph is one Hashem. Ches, which is eight, is the seven heavens and earth. And Dalet, which is four, the four corners of the world. So it says in Allah, in Shulchan Aruch, when you say Hashem Echad, you have to have in mind that the seven heavens and earth and the four corners of the world are all bottle to the Aleph, bottle to Hashem. So Echad, in that respect, brings out a greater level. That there is a world, there is a competition, so to speak, there is a concealment of godliness, and yet Hashem is still in control. But level-wise, Yachid is much greater than Echad. Therefore, in davening, we have a few times we say, Yachid Chei Olamim Melech, Melech Yachid, you know, Chei Olamim, all the various, you know, we say the word Yachid. But Alter Rebbe is defining now something we say in the Siddur. When you daven, I don't know how many of you say Kabbonis, but when you daven, there's a part at the beginning, we say as follows. If you take an English Siddur, which I don't have, but the simple meaning of the Siddur is, Atahu Achalei Nivra Ha'elam, God, you were there before the world. Atu Misha Nivra Ha'elam, you're here now that there is a world. So basically, the simple meaning is, God, you were there before the world, and you're here now also. Now, the Rebbe is saying here, completely different. The tefillah is not saying that God, you existed before the world, and you exist after the world. It means, Atahu Achalei Nivra Ha'elam, just like you were before the world was created, Atahu, the same Ata, the same you, the same way you were you before the world was created, exists now, even Mishinivra Ha'elam, now that there is a world. In other words, not only that before there was no, not only that Hashem was there before and after the world was created, we're telling the Eibishter, just like before the world was created, nothing existed but you. The same thing after the world was created, the only thing that exists is only Hashem. Why? Because everything in the world is Hashem. And that's how the Alter Rebbe, by the way, explains in Shai Yichud V'Amunah, all the way the first line of Shai Yichud V'Amunah, when he quotes the Pasuk from Chumash that we say every day in Aleinu, V'yadayta Yehim V'Shevesa L'Vavachu, you should know today and put to your heart, K'Hashem Hu Elokim, that God is God, B'Shemayim Mimal, in the heavens above, V'Alaris Mitachas, in the earth below, Ein Eid. Simply, what does Ein Eid mean? There is no other. Learning without Chassidus, Ein Eid means there is no other God. You should know that God is God in the heaven above, and the earth below, Ein Eid is no other God. The whole Shari Yichud V'Amunah is to explain that that's not what the Pasuk means. Ein Eid means that even though there's a Shemayim Mimal, even though there's a heaven above, and there's an earth below, Ein Eid, there is nothing but you. Not that there is no other God. Because Alter Rebbe right away asks, you don't need a Pasuk to tell me there's no other God. By definition, you can't have two gods. What the Pasuk is saying, Ein Eid, there is nothing but God. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining now in Perek Chof, what does it mean, the Achdusei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness of God, which means that he's Yochid, that the only existence in the world is Hashem, and world didn't change God in any way whatsoever. For instance, a woman, before she has a baby, is different than she is after she has the baby. Before the baby, you had nobody, well, you had a husband, the baby, to take care of, but you didn't have a baby to take care of. Now you have a baby, you have to take care of the baby. So the woman changed.
She didn't change. She's a Jewish
baby. But that means she changed. The Eibishter doesn't change, even to say that before the world, he didn't have to make the world alive, you know, keep it existing. Now that there is a world, Hashem is busy keeping the world existence. World is completely non-existent to the extent that there's no difference in Hashem whatsoever whether there is a world or there isn't a world. And this is what Alter Rebbe is going to explain now, why it's like, where do we, how is it, you know, how does it happen? We'll see that later. We'll see. I mean, that's what he's going to explain. It says on Chumash Bereishit Bara Elokim. We're going to see that the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that the world doesn't cause Hashem to change in any way whatsoever. Let's see it again. Say four lines in the bottom. V'chol ma'aminim, and every Jew believes shu levadi hu, that Hashem is alone. Just like he was alone before the world was created. That the Eibishter was the only thing existing. And like we say in the Pasuk and in Davening, you were there before the world. And the Alter Rebbe says, Pirush, what does this mean? It's the same Eibishter without any change before the world and after the world. Like many times you see before and after pictures, by Hashem, the before and the after were exactly the same. Why? Like he says the Pasuk, he could exceed, like it says in the Pasuk, Ani Hashem Leishanisi, I am Hashem, I never changed. So the question is, how could that be? Before there was no world that Hashem had to be involved with, and now Hashem has to constantly renew the world, constantly involved in the in existence of the world, how can you say Hashem didn't change? So the Alter Rebbe explains, why is this? Ki elam hazeh, because this world, v'chein kol ha'elam esol yainim, all the higher worlds, atzilis, b'riya, higher, lower, whatever, einam pa'elam shum shini b'achdusi yizbarech, have absolutely no effect in the Eibishter himself, when he created it, me'ayin liyesh, from nothing into something, shekmei shar yohu levadi, just like he was himself, who yachad and miyuchad kedem he bottom, just like Hashem was the only thing before the worlds, keinu levadi yachad and miyuchad achas shebottom, it's exactly the same. Why? Mishum the kula kamei kalei choshev, if the world is considered as if it's non-existent, v'ka'ayin ve'efes mamish, and it's considered like nothing mamish. Why? He says, because the whole creation of the world, higher and lower worlds, and their life and their existence, hamekaimem, which keeps them alive and existing, that it shouldn't return to become nothing again as it was at the beginning, Ein ala dvar Hashem, is only the word of Hashem, v'ruach piv yisparech, and the spirit of Hashem, ha'malubish b'em, which is in it. The Alter Rebbe is going to, I have to explain this outside, because it's very simple. It just sounds complicated. A person, the whole existence of the universe, everything in the universe, with all the new things that they keep finding out every day, that was created, bidvar Hashem shemayim nasu. With one word of God's mouth, you know, let it be, created everything in the universe. One word is what's keeping the entire universe in existence.
Which word?
Bereishis. Now, when the Eibishter, if you compare, he gives a mashal of a person. When a person has a koyach of dibur, a person has the ability to speak. The koyach hadibur, the ability to speak, the power of speech that a person has, is infinite. A person, the ability of speaking, the power of speech, could speak an infinite amount of words. The only problem is, we live 120 years. 120 years is X amount of seconds. It takes a second to say a word. So therefore, realistically, you can only speak X amount of words. But your power of speech is literally infinite. The power of speech of a human being is infinite, because the neshama is infinite. So you can have a koyach hadibur is infinite. If you take one word, compared to the power of speech that a person has, is one to infinite. Let's take it a step further. That's one word compared to the power of speech. But above speech, you have thought, which is even higher than speech. So if you're going to compare the one word to the power of thought, it's even more nothing. Above thought, you have the seven midas. Above midas, you have seichel, in all the 10 levels. Above that, you have kesed. Above that, you have all the other levels. So if you're going to compare one word, compared to the essence of the person's soul, which, if you're just comparing it to speech alone, it's one to infinite, which is mathematically zero. And then to koyach thought, and then above that midas, and the seven midas, and each one has all seven. And comparing that to intellect, and comparing that to willpower, and comparing that to the pleasure, and comparing that to the essence of the soul, the one word is literally nothing, and it doesn't change, it doesn't weaken or lessen the power of the soul of the person. Infinite minus one is infinite. When you have infinite power, infinite money, infinite, which you can't have, infinite power, no, because money is tangible. You take away, you have less. Infinite is not something you take away one, it's you can make it less. Infinite minus one is mathematically incorrect. So you take away one word, doesn't lessen in any way the power of a speech. If we can speak throughout a lifetime 300 billion words, because that's how many seconds we live, so when I take away one, I have 300 billion minus one. But when you're talking about infinite, bli gvul, the power of speech doesn't become lessened or weakened in one nothing, because it's one word compared to infinite. How much more so when you're comparing it to thought and midas and seichel and everything above it? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining very simply. The whole universe and everything in it is one word from Hashem. To say that this one word alters, and the existence of the universe is only one word. To say that this one word alters the essence of Hashem, it doesn't exist. And therefore the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Leshanisi. Because the word, and therefore there's an expression that Chassidus brings down from earlier Sfarim, Lai Zeho Iker Elokus Mashu Ubeire Elamis. The main part of godliness is not that he creates worlds. Creation of the universe, as vast as it is one word. That's all it is. Compared to Hashem himself, it's mamish nothing. So therefore, everything in the world is really God. And as far as Hashem is concerned, nothing exists but Hashem. Especially when you take the concept of the power of speech, never even leaving Hashem. When we speak, our words leave us. Therefore, you can measure them, you can tape them. And therefore, once you say it, it's too late. You can't retract it. Once you said it, tough luck. That's because our words leave us. But because Hashem is all over, nothing even leaves him. So it's the word of Hashem in Hashem himself. It's like the ray of the sun in the sun, that all you have is the sun. You don't even have the rays. The
definition of speech, though, is revealing something to something else. So what does it mean? Hashem revealed one level and something to another level?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean practically?
Hashem revealed the world in a way that it exists, in a way that it doesn't seem to be God.
So, is that to himself?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he for?
Is it possible for Hashem
to
reveal... one sec. Is there anything outside of Hashem that he's revealing himself to something else?
No.
So he has to reveal himself. Himself.
So who's he... No,
who's he kidding?
Yeah.
That's his night activity.
To get himself.
That's Dira B'Tachtayinim. The concept where Hashem had a taiva for Dira B'Tachtayinim means, he's not fooling himself, this is what he wants. That in the world which is really me, but I made it in a way that it's anti-me. In that world, that is really me, but it doesn't look like it's me, in that world, I want you to prove that it's me. No, what we have to do is to take the approach of the world that is yesh, miyayin, that we do exist. In other words, God, this is God's activity. I'm making a world that's really me, but it doesn't look like me, and I want you to take this world that doesn't look like me and show that it's really me.
For what? For entertainment?
Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had a temptation.
But there weren't people that existed then.
Huh? That's why he made up, that's why so the first day of creation
himself.
Is Rosh Hashanah.
It was totally
himself. And still himself now. Hashem didn't change, it's still only himself. The Alter Rebbe says in Shaykh, don't worry that you don't understand it, because the Alter Rebbe says in Shaykh Vamuna, we can't understand this. Just like we can't understand, the Alter Rebbe says in Shaykh Vamuna, that just like we can't understand Hashem's infinite power, we also can't understand how Hashem can hide himself with himself in a way that it's really him, but it's not him. Or to use fancy words, world means that Hashem exists in a place where he doesn't.
What about the fact that you can't hide yourself from yourself?
That's why world is taka, not a concealment. Taka, because Hashem's hiding himself with himself, that's why taka, it's not a concealment. It only looks like a concealment to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's a taiva, why did he make it the way he did? Where things are so difficult. Like, what pleasure does he get out of the things that are so bad?
Because when there's no challenges, there's no pleasure. The challenge, the pleasure is that you overcome the challenges. If there wouldn't be any challenges, we'd be what's called angels, and when they do good, it's worthless. The more challenging it is, the more rewarding it is. Yeah. Well, that's part of the game. The activity is that this is the that's the taich of Nesava Kadosh Baruch Hu Lias Leidira B'Tachtein. Right. It comes from a level which is above any rationale. It comes from the essence. This is what Hashem wants. It doesn't make him better. It doesn't make him worse. It doesn't make Hashem greater. It doesn't make... This is what he wanted. That in the place that's not him, we prove that it's really him. I mean, it's not him because
it's really him. It looks like him.
Right. Therefore, the Rebbe Marash asks in the famous Maimer, maybe Taka world doesn't exist.
Illusion.
Maybe it's a falsche Welt. Huh? So the Rebbe Marash answers two answers, one from Chumash and one from Mishnah. So number one, Teda, which is Emes, says Bereshis Bara Lekim. But by the way, it's only a Lekim. As far as Yud Kivavki, there's no world. As far as Elohim is concerned, there's a world. But Taita says there's a world. Then he brings a proof from a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says, if somebody does witchcraft, you have to kill him. Machshefa le'sechaya. So it says in the Gemara, if somebody does real witchcraft, you kill him. If one bluffs it, like today's magicians, it's not real magic, they just bluff it, so then you don't kill him. So Rebbe Marash said, if the world is bluff to begin with, so even when he does it real, it's anyway bluff. So what's the difference between real witchcraft and fake witchcraft? If the world is fake to begin with, then even real witchcraft is fake. So obviously, there's a real world, and there's a fake world. I mean, the fake witchcraft. But the world is real. And the Rebbe has a long sikh in Shaykh Lamuna, that the Rebbe explains that the world has to be real, because otherwise there's no real Torah mitzvahs. If you do a mitzvah with a fake object, then it's not real mitzvahs. The real world, though, which comes from Elohim, is the Hashem hiding himself, that he doesn't look like...
Only exists